Did you know that your words can have the same impact on others that God's words have had on you? Stay tuned to hear more. Welcome to Charis Daily. My name is Barry Bennett. I'm an instructor here at Charis Bible College in Woodland Park, Colorado. And I'm going to be with you for a few minutes. And we are talking about the Word of God, the power of God's Word. And I want to approach this from perhaps an angle that others haven't yet. But just what your words mean in line with what God's Word has done in your life. Did you know that what God's Word has done to you can then be projected from you into the lives of others? Think about it. What has happened in your life, what has happened in my life, came from someone's words. Someone spoke, and it took effect. It found a place in my heart. It wasn't God speaking directly from heaven. It wasn't Jesus passing by. I didn't hear him literally in this sense, but I heard his word through a person. And that word from a person was still the living word of God. It found a place in my heart. It began to grow. I began to listen to other sources of his words from other preachers and teachers, from books. They're all speaking his word. But then when you begin to reflect, you realize you now, as a born-again Christian, have the same capacity to speak words of life or words of death to other people. Your words can have the same impact on others that God's words had on you from others. This is really, really interesting. So, it's really important what we say. We are word creatures. God created us in his image. God is a word God. He created everything with words. He sustains and upholds everything with his word. Jesus was the word made flesh. Jesus walked around preaching and teaching, healing people with his word, stilling storms with his word. And so everything we see in the Bible is about the word of God. And as word creatures created in his image, we have the capacity to speak. Other animals do not have the capacity to speak. They may mimic something, but we have the capacity to think, to create, to have emotion. We can think the thoughts of God. We can have the heart of God. We can speak the words of God. And the words of God can change circumstances. The words of God can heal bodies. The words of God can change the environment of your family. It can change your economic situation. The word of God carries the power of God. I recently did a Bible study about that. The power of God is in his word. And so what are your words doing? What are you doing with the advantage you have in life to speak words? Not just any words, but the words of God. What a tremendous advantage we have. God lives in us and we can speak his words. So I want to look at this with you. I want to go through this. Let's start in Psalm 119. Verse 10. Psalm 119, verse 10. And it says, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." So David is writing Psalm 119, and he's reflecting on what the Word of God means to him. Now, he's writing the Word of God here, but he has been reading the Word of God from other authors, the scrolls that they had at the time. And he says, this word is sweet to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. What are your words to other people? I'm going to flip everything. I'm going to go through this and then flip it. God's words are sweet to David. What are your words to your spouse? What are your words to your children? What are your words to your coworkers or to your subordinates or to your bosses? What kind of words are coming out of your mouth? Are they sweet? Are they sweeter than honey? Or are people put off by your words? Do they retract at your words? Do they withdraw? Are they hurt? There's a lot of damage that words can do, or there is a lot of life that words can give. Let's go to Proverbs 16:24 to look at our side of the equation here. Proverbs 16:24 says, "Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones." Your words can bring healing to someone. Your words can be pleasant like honeycomb. Oh, many marriages have experienced this, of bitter words being spoken, argumentative words, yelling words, criticisms that do nothing but tear people down and can even bring on sickness because people get so beaten down by negative words, the stress, the hurt, their bodies can become candidates for sickness because of words. The reverse is true. When we begin to speak words of life, words of encouragement, words of blessing, words of building people up, words of speaking the promises of God and prophetically speaking blessing over their life, those words can turn a life around. It's amazing to see when people get an encouraging word, how it just changes their attitude, changes their day, that you are such a blessing to my life and thank you for all your hard work. And you begin to point out the positive things in someone. It can change their life. Even if there's negative things about them, you don't want to bring that up and emphasize that. You look for the good. That's what your words can do, because that's what God, in spite of how bad you were, God's word was still the right medicine for you. It changed your life. It turned your life around. Why can't we do that for others? We need to do that for the people around us. We need to especially do that in our families, only speaking words of life. Let's go on. Let's go to Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22 says, "My son, give attention to my words." This is God speaking to us, to you. "Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." Why? Verse 22, "For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." Man, the word of God that he speaks, that we have in our written Bible, if you have faith, is alive and powerful, and it can be life and health to your flesh. You can get healed reading the Bible. You can get healed hearing people teach the Bible. As you hear teachers and preachers who have an anointing and the living word of God in their heart, in their mouth, that word that you're hearing, people get healed. We have seen this hundreds, thousands of times, especially here at Charis Bible College. We have healing conferences. We have all kinds of conferences where the word is spoken, and it's the spoken word that gets heard that begins to create faith to receive miracles, receive healing. So that the word of God can do that in your life. What about you? We're going to flip it now. What about you? Let's go to Proverbs 12:18. Proverbs 12:18. It says, "The tongue of the wise promotes health." There it is. If God's words can be health to our flesh, if we're wise, we can bring health to other people. The tongue of the wise promotes health. What would you rather hear? What a terrible person you are? What would you rather hear? Just criticisms and berating and argumentative stuff and you'll never amount to anything? Do you like to hear that? You think that's going to promote health? Or would you rather hear you are really unique? You might be going through a hard time right now, but God has a special love for you, a special purpose for you. You are a blessing. You have gifts in you, perhaps aren't discovered yet, but they're there. And God is going to bless your life and use you. Those kinds of words promote health. You see, everything that God's word does through us or for us comes through people or teachers, preachers, books, but it's still people. His words of life and health and healing and encouragement come through people, and they find a place in us and they begin to transform us. But then we become carriers, if you will. We become carriers of the word of God. And now we can speak words of mercy, words of grace, words of blessing, words of favor, words of healing, words of abundance. Oh, what this should be your mission in life. My mission in life, I want to be an encourager. I want to be a blesser. I want to lift people up. I don't care what they've done or what they're doing. The word will change them if I speak the right word. Or if I just point out everything that's wrong, then I'm speaking words that tear people down. But when I speak words of life, words of blessing, we're building people up. Let's read it again. Proverbs 12:18, "The tongue of the wise promotes health." You can be around someone that is afflicted physically and keep speaking words of life. That's wisdom. The tongue of the wise promotes health. Keep reading the scriptures to them. Share scriptures with them about healing, about the goodness of God. You're promoting health. People need to hear the living word of blessing, of goodness, of the living word of God. Why? Because it's going to get to work in their hearts. It's going to promote health even to their flesh. Mentally, emotionally, physically, the Word of God carries our health. But it's got to be in your heart. It's got to be mixed with faith. It's got to come out. You've got to see yourself as a carrier of life and health to other people and not just be a critic and always accusing. And don't work for the devil. It doesn't pay well. Work for God. Be a carrier of the life of God. Amen. All right, let's go on to another one. His words to us. What do his words to us do? It says in Jeremiah 15:16. Jeremiah 15:16 says, your words were found and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. His words to us should bring joy. How do you know if you're really in the Word of God? You should be full of joy. Okay, that you may be doing inventory right now. I'm not that happy. Well, your problem is you're not in the Word and the Word's not in you. Because if you would get the living Word of God into you and meditate on it day and night, you would have the joy of the Lord. You would have peace. You would have love to give. You would have encouraging words to speak. So when we're at a deficit in those areas and we find ourselves frustrated and we find ourselves bitter and we find ourselves angry and lashing out at people, what that is, all that is saying is that you're not getting the Word into you, because that's not the nature of the Word. The nature of the Word is the exact opposite of all of those human emotions. The nature of the Word is patience. If you're a Word person, you have patience. If you're a Word person, you have kindness. If you're a Word person, you have joy. You have a word of encouragement to share with someone. You have a prayer of faith to pray for someone. That's what the Word does. So what God's Word has done in you, you now get to do it to others. You get to speak to others. Words of life. So your words were found and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. I've talked to many married couples over the years, and the words they speak to each other are horrible. They're not bringing joy and rejoicing. They're bringing death to the marriage. They're beating people. They're beating each other up with words. God didn't give us this incredible capacity to speak so that we could tear each other down and beat each other up. He gave us the power to speak his words to bring life where there is death, to bring healing where there is sickness, to bring joy where there is sadness. How does all this happen? Words. Words. Where are they going to hear God's words? Well, why not from you? Why not today? Why don't you stop right now and think of someone that needs an encouraging word? God, the Holy Spirit, the best way to get in touch with the Holy Spirit is to start thinking about other people. And the Holy Spirit will start to remind you of someone that needs an encouraging word. He'll remind you of someone that is sick and needs a prayer. Someone that is going through something, and you are a carrier of words that can change their life. If you would do it, if you would do it. This, what a tremendous opportunity we have as the sons and daughters of God to walk around filled with his joy because we get his word, filled with love because we have his word, filled with peace and patience and kindness, and then we get to go spread that. That's a good life. That's an abundant life. When you become a spreader of the good things of God, that's abundance. You're sowing seeds that are going to multiply and increase in the hearts of the people that you are focused on. That's what this is about. His word to you can do the same thing it's done in you through you to others. I hope that made sense. Amen. All right, let's look at another one here. We did Jeremiah 15:16. Your word became the rejoicing of my heart. Let's do Proverbs 18:20. Proverbs 18:20 for us. We're flipping it now. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. Okay, I might startle you with this statement, but you can talk your way into prosperity and abundance. Your words will take you there. Your word, positive words, faith-filled words, believing words, joy-filled words, kindness words. If you speak these kinds of words all the time, you will find yourself moving into a world that you probably haven't known before, a world of abundance, a world of prosperity. And I'm not talking just bank account prosperity, but prosperity in your relationships, prosperity in your opportunities, prosperity in your emotions, prosperity in your mind. That's where words will take you. Let me read it again. Proverbs 18:20. This is so good. It says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied. It's talking about your daily requirements of life. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth, from the produce of his lips. He shall be filled. Or you can talk your way into abundance. I'm not talking about manipulating people. I'm talking about releasing the goodness of God through your mouth into other people's lives. It says, the fruit of his mouth. Well, what's in a fruit? Any living thing has a seed. So the fruit of your mouth is what the seed did in your heart, and you speak out that word, the fruit of that growth in your own heart, and that fruit carries a seed with it, and it gets into somebody else's heart, and the thing just keeps growing. How do you think the church has gotten where it is today? There are millions of people that believe. How did that happen? Jesus, the originator, creator of the church, left. But he gave us the Spirit and he gave us the Word. And now we are carriers. We are spreading the Word of God around the world. And those words, if we speak them in love and faith, the words that have changed us can change others. And you can have your life filled. You can have abundance because of words that you speak, or you can enter into abject poverty because of words that you speak. And I mean poverty on every level, spirit, soul, and body. How you're living right now has so much to do with the words you've spoken in the past and how you use words, how you use the gift of words. Everything in your life has to do with the gift of words. What are you doing with the capacity to speak? Are you hating? Are you accusing? Are you unforgiving? Are you criticizing? Those are words of death. Or are you blessing? Are you forgiving? Are you lifting people up? Are you encouraging? Those are words of life. And your life will be filled with whatever you're bringing forth out of your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew 12:34. What's in your heart? What's in your heart is going to determine your destiny. Get filled with the Word of God. Get filled with the life of God. Meditate in it. It will do through you what it's done for you. Amen. All right, let's go on. Well, I'm going to read Matthew 12. I'd forgotten I had this coming up, so we're going to do it in more detail here. Matthew 12, 34 and 35. I'm going to read the last part of Matthew 12, 34, and then we'll jump into 35. And it says, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. Okay, question. Where did the treasure come from? How did that treasure get in your heart? Much of it is based on what you've allowed yourself to hear. Words, or read, or watch. Words. Words are filling us continually, all the time. I'm speaking words right now. You're listening to my words, which I believe are anointed by the Spirit of God. But then you can turn over and watch an ugly movie and you're hearing some kind of other words. And so now there's a conflict. And what's going to win? Well, that's up to you. I would turn off the ugly movie and I would stay listening to good teaching, good faith teaching, and get your treasure to be a good treasure. You're creating a treasure one way or the other, good or evil. It says a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth. Did you know your future is in your heart? Your future, where you're headed in life, is in here right now. And you're going to bring it forth, whether it's evil or good, through the words you speak. For out of the abundance of the heart, the last part of Matthew 12, 34, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. And those words carry power. We just read in Proverbs, a man's stomach shall be satisfied, Proverbs 18:20, from the fruit of his mouth, from the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. Not only are your words perhaps doing damage to people around you, they are doing damage to you. Or they're words of life, words of faith, words of blessing. And they're not only blessing the people around you, but they're blessing you. And your own life is going to prosper. Your future and your prosperity and your health have so much to do with what's in your heart and what comes out of your mouth. And how you, Jesus said, give and it shall be given. Give good words. Give life-giving words, give healing words, give health words, give encouraging words. As you give, it's being given to you. That's why you can get filled by what you speak, because as you give, you're getting more from God. You're allowing the grace of God to give you more. This is how you walk in abundant life. This is how you walk in the joy of the Lord. This is how you prosper in everything. Words. The word of God is meant to increase. It says in Isaiah 55:11, that he sends his word to, and it prospers in the thing for which he sent it. The word of God is created to prosper, not just be stagnant. It's not a grain of sand. It's a seed that carries life. And it's meant to prosper. It's meant to grow. It's meant to change the way you think. I have so changed in my years walking with God. I am not the same person. I'm not the same person I was a couple of years ago. I continually grow and change. Why? Because the word of God finds a place in my heart. And I keep growing and keep getting more revelation. And I keep getting more mature, I think, and wiser. And things just keep getting better. I get more excited. I am enjoying life more than I've ever enjoyed it. And it's not just because, well, Barry, you have a good job. No, it's because I have a good God who lives inside of me, and the word of God is alive and active inside of me, and good things just keep happening for me. It's not because I'm special. It's because I've taken God's word seriously. And what the word has done for me, I try to get it out to do the same for you. Praise God. All right, so let's read Matthew 12:34-35 again. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The last part of that verse. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure, how did it get there? Of his heart brings forth his future, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. Your word classifies you. What comes out of your mouth classifies you as good or evil, and it also determines your destiny. The word of God in you is meant to prosper. It's meant to increase. It's meant to multiply. It's meant to change the way you think, change the way you feel, change the way you talk, change the way you act. That's what the word is trying to do inside of us. And when we get on board with that and decide, I'm going to be a word person. Why? Because that's where the life is. That's where the healing is. That's where the abundance is. It's in the word of God. And the more we do that, the more we give it to others, and they get infected with the same blessing of God's word. Oh, that's good. Just thought of that. But we're carriers, and we're carriers of something that's a positive infection that is going to change people's lives through words. That's how God created everything. He spoke, let there be, light be. And he spoke creation. And everything is being sustained by the word. And then he makes you in his image, and he gives you the potential to speak. Monkeys don't talk. Dogs don't talk. Nobody has the capacity to hear God and be creative and speak God's words except humans. We are created in his image. This gift of words, what are you doing with it? What are you doing with the gift of words? This is so powerful. This will change your life. Amen. We can speak doubt. We can speak unbelief. We can complain. So many complainers out there. Complaining is the language of the devil. Stop complaining. Or you can give praise. You can give thanks. You can thank God for every good thing in your life. If there's bad things in your life, don't talk about that right now. Thank God for the good things. Create a new environment through your words. Praise will change the environment. Thanksgiving will change the environment. Your life can be changed if you would harness the power of words and put a good treasure in your heart and begin to speak. You can speak your way out of whatever you're in right now. You might be in the hospital. I was. Spoke my way out of it. You might be in a relationship conflict. You can speak life into it. You can speak forgiveness and blessing into it. Everything can be accomplished with words. If God can create the whole universe with words, you can change your circumstances with words. Amen. Let's look at one more verse here. Proverbs 18:21. That's right after Proverbs 18:20, which we just looked at. Okay. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Those who love it. Remember my story when I was in college and got born again. I just fell in love with the word of God. I'm eating the fruit of that love relationship. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. God doesn't choose when you die. God is not out picking days for people to die. You're choosing when you die by what comes out of your mouth. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Yes, it's appointed unto man once to die, but he didn't say when. That's up to you. Wisdom can lengthen your days. There are a number of verses that talk about long life and lengthening of days. And this says death and life are in the power of your tongue. A lot of people have talked themselves into an early grave, just being negative, being critical, being bitter, being unforgiving, just the exact opposite of everything that Jesus is. And that's what they talk all the time, and that's what they harvest. That's what they get. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. It says, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Do you love the words that are coming out of your mouth? Are they words of life? Are they words of blessing? Are they words of encouragement? Are they words of health and healing? Are you looking for people to bless with words? You should be. This will be the quickest way for you to move into the spirit realm and the gifts of the spirit. You start thinking about others and start thinking about how can I be a blessing today with words? It could be an email. It could be a phone call. It could be any number of ways. It could be prayer. But use words to be a blessing. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. You can bring life to relationships, life to bodies, life to little kids that are being abused. You can change things with words. God's word has changed your life. God's word has given you hope and vision. God's word is giving you a future, a potential future, if you'll believe it. God's word has all of his power, all of his life, all of his love, all of his joy, all of his peace. All of it's in God's words. And then that gets born into you. Now you can do the same thing because it came to you from God through a person, and now you can be a carrier of that blessing, of that living word. Praise God. I hope that blessed you. We are so thrilled to be on this network and sharing the word of God with you. This is such a blessing. And we want to remind you that we have a website called Charis Daily GTN, Gospel Truth Network, charisdailygtn.com. If you would go there, we have something for you. We have resources available to you. You will get blessed. We want to draw you in and get you involved and get your life blessed. That's what we're here for. We also have a prayer line, 719-635-1111 or 1111, whatever your phone has. And you can call our prayer line. Someone will agree with you in prayer. They will also open up to you the vast wealth of resources that are available for you to have at home. Get in the Word. You can become an addict like me, and God is going to change your life. This show, Charis Daily, is on 7 days a week. We are filming like crazy because we want to be a blessing to you. So check us out. Look for us 7 days a week. We have other programming all the time, 24/7 on Gospel Truth Network. We want you to get blessed. I hope you are getting blessed. Call us. Let us know if this show is having an impact in your life. We would love to hear from you. Have a blessed day. We'll see you next time.